Levin, they will clobber anybody to prevent Trump from running for president. By Jeff Poor on August 22, 2022. Sunday on FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin. Host Mark Levin opened the program by laying out what he saw as the Biden administration and congressional Democrats' effort to prevent former President Donald Trump from running for president in 2024. Levin argued the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was not only unconstitutional but part of this political effort, as well. Transcript as follows. Levin, welcome to the United States of the Democratic Party. Now, what does that mean? When you look around the world, you look at China. You look at Russia, look at certain countries in the Middle East. You look at Central and South America, country is not first, party is first. Party comes first. Among others, that's what Marx taught. Communism. You can't really be two parties. He can't really have disputes, freedom of speech. Freedom of association, you need conformity and uniformity. You need it to find utopia on earth. And utopia cannot come from the free will of individuals. It comes from a centralized elite, self-appointed elite. A ruling class that determines how much you will pay for drugs. How much you will pay for health care, what kind of automobile you will drive. Whether or not zoning will allow certain homes in certain places, and on and on and on, get my drift. The Democratic Party is a force that was not intended by the founders of this country or the framers of the Constitution. It is a party that fundamentally hates America, and seems to be burning down various aspects of it. It is attacking the Constitution on a regular basis. You hear them say, well, that's way back then with the white slave owners. We've got to be able to change this document in fundamental ways. And so, they attack the independence of the Supreme Court. They want to pack it with radical left ideologues. They attack national sovereignty on the border, so they don't enforce the immigration laws. They attack our oil industry, our meat industry, our tampon industry, every single industry you can think of. Big this and big that, they call it. They talk about redistribution of wealth, the poor against the rich. They create endless programs for redistributing power to themselves. The bureaucracy never gets smaller. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And now the IRS has doubled in size, 87,000 more agents to add with another 80,000 about 170,000 agents aimed at taking your money and taking your property and scaring the living hell out of you. That's what the IRS does and we all know it. And I could go on and on and on. Donald Trump comes to Washington, D.C. He is not a man of the swamp. He is not a man of any political party. He is not a man of the bureaucracy. He is a can-do businessman, a can-do guy. Pretty independent politically, but he loves the country. And therefore, his leanings are conservative. His leanings are for traditional values and beliefs. And he says, look, I'm going to change some things here when it comes to immigration, when it comes to our economic policies, vis-a-vis China and other countries. I'm going to change the way we do business in Washington, D.C. And so, the red flags go up. And so, they coalesce, whether it's the Democratic Party in Reno's and Never Trumpers, they coalesce. Whether it is their corrupt media, they coalesce. They build a wall around Washington, D.C., and they don't want anybody penetrating it. The American people, we, the people, we are not to have a say. Look at this last bill they just passed. It's going to fundamentally alter so many aspects of our lives. They call it the Inflation Reduction Act and everyone knows it has nothing to do with inflation except to increase it, nothing to do with reduction. How many of you had a chance to look at that bill? It was written by a couple of senators, one claiming to be a moderate from West Virginia. They ram it through, and in a week's time, they pass it. That's not representative government. That's government iron fist, top down. We have no say in our classrooms, and if you have something to say, well, the Attorney General of the United States, the FBI, the rest of the Department of Justice, well, they are there to shut you down. State legislatures are now being investigated because they dared to challenge the Joe Biden electors. Well, we've done that throughout our here history. No, no. Now, it's a crime. And you better not mention any possibilities of fraud because that last election was the cleanest of world history. Despite drop boxes, despite Zuckerberg with his money, despite what the unions were doing, despite this guy, Mark Elias, despite, it was the cleanest. Come on, it was the cleanest. and despite violations of the federal constitution, specifically Article 2. And now, we've reached this point up today. Never before in American history has there been a search warrant against a former president. Never. Never. And over what? Documents? The FBI had its ass at Mar-a-Lago. It had a subpoena in June. You want the documents? Take the documents. You guys are armed. What the hell is the problem? No, 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 no. They were scoping out the place, scoping out a former president's home. And now this judge isn't going to release the whole affidavit. Why? The Department of Justice says we have witnesses. They have moles. You know what a mole is? A spy. They have spies in the president's home. I mean, that's according to what I'm reading. If you believe it, I don't know whether to, but let's take it at word value. They have spies in Donald Trump's home. Doesn't this sound like 5 years ago? And what's so important that is in the president's classified documents? Really? It must be really important. The FBI sat on its hands for 19 months. Wow. They must be really important. In June, they had to see what was in there. So, they sat on their ass 2 more months. Whoa. But it has to be gotten immediately. The Espionage Act does not apply to the president. It's why it's never been applied to a president since 1917 when it first passed. Why? Because the president under Article 2, Section 1, the first sentence is the executive branch. He can declassify, he can classify, and there is not a damn thing they can do about it. He doesn't have to fill out some bureaucratic paperwork. Oh, did he show us? Did he write something? He doesn't have to listen to subordinates. A statute and a regulation cannot diminish the powers of a president. It is about time these legal analysts read the Constitution they claim to know something about. That's number one. Number two, how many former presidents and vice presidents have documents in their homes? I bet they all do. Or one time they did, they probably all burned them by now. Have you noticed, not one of them has spoken out and said, well, I don't have any documents? Where is Al Gore? Well, I don't have any documents. How about Dick Cheney? Donald Trump is the greatest threat we've ever had. You have any documents, Dick? I mean? They can ask all these people questions. They don't ask them any. Well, according to them, they violated federal law, including the Espionage Act. What about all the people who had a responsibility and were trusted controlling these documents? The people who created them? The people who brought them to the president? You know, under the Espionage Act, they've all committed felonies. Certainly, if Donald Trump has, they have, too. The Espionage Act is a wide net. But for some reason Hillary Clinton wasn't caught in it. For some reason James Comey wasn't caught. Why? Democrats, Democrats. Donald Trump obviously is very seriously thinking about running for president. This is the greatest interference in our political system in American history. They talk about insurrections, they talk about state legislatures, they talk about fake electors. Let me tell you something, this fake attorney general, this fake U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., all these fakes. They are Democrat partisans dressed up as law enforcement. That's not what they are. Every damn thing they do is intended to weaken the Republican Party. To weaken individuals who are associated with the Republican Party, to weaken grassroots people like parents. That's who they're there to weaken. They're not going to weaken the Democratic Party mob and militia that goes to the homes of Supreme Court justices in violation of federal law. How many of them had been prosecuted? Not one damn one of them. You have Chuck Schumer. I don't know. Did they search his home? Did they grab his text? Did they grab his emails? He literally threatened 2 Supreme Court justices. What about that? No, nothing. Here we have a search warrant, talked about this last week. Any government and or presidential records created by the time, and Trump was president, but this is the killer dash. As well as any other containers, boxes that are collectively stored or found together with the aforementioned documents in containers/boxes. You don't need a search warrant for this, just kick down the damn door and grab everything. A search warrant is supposed to literally protect the target of the warrant. We don't have a judge, we have a master. Why isn't there a full-fledged federal judge overseeing this? We have a master, and so the master signs, oh that's okay. Yes. That makes sense to me, but it doesn't make sense. That's not what the Fourth Amendment says. Let me repeat for the Attorney General of the United States. For the FBI director, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue. None, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly, the word describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. You know, those guys that wrote the Constitution and these Bill of Rights weren't so stupid after. So, we don't want general warrants. The Crown did that to the colonists. They did that to us, where they'd say, here, we have the right to search your home. What for? We don't have to tell you. What are you looking for? We don't have to tell you. And by the way, when we're done with your home, we're going to search your person. We're going to search your business, we're going to search whatever the hell we want to, and there's nothing you can do about it. So concerned were the framers of the Constitution, and subsequently, the rest of the country with the Bill of Rights, that this is the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. It was violated by the Department of Justice. It was violated by this master. You can't say you can take all the other boxes that happen to be in the same place. What kind of warrant is that? It's a general warrant, which is unconstitutional. Unconstitutional, they use the Espionage Act against Donald Trump. Unconstitutional, this search warrant under the Fourth Amendment of the United States. They will do anything. They will go anywhere. They will search anything. They will clobber anybody to prevent him from running for president. That's number one. Number two, they do not want the Republicans to take back the House or the Senate in the upcoming election because they know they will be subjected to an investigation. And so, they are fighting like hell for their life. Number three, they want to pick the Republican nominee in 2024 and they don't want anybody like Donald Trump. No, no, no. He is too tough on the ruling class and the establishment. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.